Right, it's a good afternoon. I mean, good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. And today we are going to investigate the power of the power of social media influence that we are going to see or that we are seeing as far as the Ukraine war, Russia conflict is concerned. So we are seeing the power of social media influence, the power of actually the power of politics, how politics is influencing the tech industry, which is supposed to be independent. So we are seeing how politics is influencing the tech industry, which was supposed to be independent. And we are going to go back to 2020 and 2021. And since now the COVID-19 baby has been shut up, it seems that the baby COVID is shut up now, because now there are big guys, there are big guns blazing now. So COVID is now shut up, maybe to be continued. But we see that politicians or politics is very powerful still. We see that politics is still very powerful. We thought that at the advent of technology emerging, we thought that this was going to melt some power from politics. We thought that technology is going to take over and create as independent independent the world as it possible, but it seems that we are proven wrong. Right, we see how Facebook, not only in 2020, but even in early 2021, when Trump's tweet account was suspended, when his Facebook account was suspended, not considering 80 million people who are his followers on both what's Facebook and Twitter. We have also seen COVID-19 coming and then a lot of content being removed from YouTube, contents that were considered to be conspiracy content against COVID-19 vaccine. And according to my research, 75% of what used to be said conspiracy in April 2020, 75% has come out to be true in this is the 7th of March 2022. So a lot of things that were said to be conspiracy became true today. Number one, in March 2020, there were conspiracy videos circulating saying that the COVID-19 vaccine that is coming is mRNA. So it's messenger RNA vaccine. That was also deemed to be conspiracy. But today we have Pfizer, BioNTech, which is mRNA. That's number one. Number two, there was another conspiracy video that was circulating on social media that was saying that vaccine will go into children. And it was deemed to be conspiracy because the World Health Organization said that the children have a very low infection rate, so they will not need to be vaccinated. But today, we have children from 12 to 18. I mean, from 12 that are being vaccinated. So that has tended to be true. There are quite a number of them, of those conspiracies that were said to be conspiracies and were taken down from YouTube in 2020. And a lot of them that have become true. And I don't want to make this show a COVID-19 show, but I want to take you back. So that when I establish the latest development, you understand where we are coming from. Now, the issue of freedom of information is coming to be a test. And COVID-19 came to test and prove that there is no freedom of choice as far as information is concerned. So you are either on the left or on the right. Now, recently, we are seeing one of the biggest companies that has announced withdrawing from Russia is Microsoft. So Microsoft is withdrawing from Russia. So they are withdrawing their services from Russia, and also TikTok is also withdrawing from Russia and a lot of Western applications. So what does that mean? No company wants to be aligned with Russia because of what went on, because of what happened or what is going on in Ukraine. Okay. And this is an indication of what the impact of dependency. If you are dependent on others, this is what it will cost you when they will decide to withdraw. Imagine if Google suspends their services in Africa and Microsoft suspends their services in Africa. There's no TikTok, no Facebook in Africa. What will Africa do? Of course, there were other platforms where people can chat, but those platforms are being, you know, overshadowed by Facebook. They are being overshadowed by Facebook. And we are using more foreign applications. And even our own coders and programmers are more coding. They are more specialized in Microsoft Windows operating system and maybe iOS, Apple operating system. We don't have our own system. We don't have our own operating system, an African one. I used to hear something around Ubuntu, so I don't know how far it has gone. Now, let's put, of course, the Russians have been suspending Google since 2016. They've been limiting the usage of Google, the usage of YouTube, and they have been limiting the usage of Twitter. They've been limiting the usage of WhatsApp. And now WhatsApp or Facebook. Facebook is now stopped completely in Russia. So it has been stopped, and Twitter was stopped on the 24th of February when the Russian invasion started in Ukraine. Now, what is so significant about Ukraine is that the whole world, including African countries, are sympathetic with Ukraine. Unlike the previous invasions, for example, the Iraq invasion, the Afghanistan invasion, the bombing of Czechoslovakia, that is, and the recognition of Kosovo as a breakaway republic, the arrest of the Slobodan Milosevic, and the toppling of Gaddafi, the Syria issue, and even the Cuban sanctions, the Iranian sanctions, the Venezuelan sanctions. Of course, the Venezuela is, the Americans now are trying to go and make some negotiation with Venezuela so that they isolate Russia further. So Ukraine has support, as much support, because it is in Europe. So it is in Europe, and that's why Europe is now crying, and America is also responding. Australia, Canada, and Australia, Canada, and other countries, they are coming up. And that's why you see Microsoft, since Microsoft is a Western service, is a Western company. All these TikTok Western companies, Google, Facebook, and even Netflix have suspended their services in Russia. So what does that mean? It means that the Russian population will have to find other means of entertainment, and they will have to find other means of other means of information, as far as access to information is concerned. But the leader of Facebook says that the Russian population is now deprived from accessing correct information. That's where I want to go. Now, a lot of media, a lot of news outlets, including MultiChoice, that is an entertainment platform, they have suspended Russia TV. And the Russia TV has been taken down from Facebook and even YouTube. So Russia is isolated. Even tech companies are coming up to block them because of what they are doing in Europe, not in Ukraine, because of what they are doing in Europe. Now, that's most of these decisions that are being done here, are being made here, are political. They are not economical. Because if you, and I'm going to tell you why they are political. They are not economical, because people want to be politically correct. Companies want to be politically correct. So being politically correct, it could be that they are being correct at the expense of their revenues as companies. So they are being correct at the expense of what they are supposed to make, the money they are supposed to make. Now, another company that has announced its withdrawal from Russia on Saturday was Master Visa Company, MasterCard Visa Company. This is a credit card company that is going to suspend its services in Russia. It is going to suspend, it has suspended, or they are going to suspend their services in Russia, and that means that if you have a credit card in Russia, it will not work. And if you come from America to Russia and you have a credit card, it will not work in Russia. So that's what it means. So it means that you will not transfer money using your credit card. So that is what it means. Let's go for a short break, and then we'll return and continue. It is 24 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and at 11:30, I'll open my lines. But let's go for a short break.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. This is the show that's designed to crack you up and make you think at the same time. Get interactive on our social media.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that... victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
All right, we continue. It is 27 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. So what it means is that if you get into Russia with your credit card, you are not able to access the services because the credit card services are suspended in Russia, and then the Russians cannot use their credit card elsewhere in the world. So that is the... But it means then that they had 80 million credit card users in Russia, and with 210 million credit cards that will go to waste. So what it means also is that this company is going to lose millions of dollars in this exercise. It is going to lose even some billion, because there are other economists that are estimating or projecting that these companies will lose billions of dollars because of their decision to suspend their services in Russia. So with a political decision is not economical. So Of course, there are economists that can advise governments to do certain things. Maybe they could be right, but without necessarily checking the implications. Because if you suspend a service, which means you are going to lose some money, you must be prepared to lose money. So if you were giving me some service and I was paying for those services, which means if you suspend the services, I'm no longer liable to pay even what I owe. So if I owe money on that credit card, and I owed the money I did not pay, and you suspend that, which means to me is minus one problem and plus another problem to you. Or we all get into problems because I'm no longer able to access that service. You are also no longer, you are no longer able to access money from me. And that's why even the energy sector is now hit hard, because the OPEC countries, like I said on Friday, have refused to open their taps and to provide more oil to fill the gap. Because the Americans, the Europeans, depended on the Russian export of oil. But the Russian oil industry is not really under sanction still. Is still free from sanction. But because of that pipeline, the Nord Stream 2, that is, then because of the sanctions that had been hit, Russia as far as the SWIFT services or the international SWIFT, the disconnection from the international SWIFT has become a result of so much so much panic, especially in the oil sector, because the Russians are no longer exporting oil, or they are exporting oil at very high cost. So countries that are buying oil from Russia, they will have to pay high cost because of the transportation that is being also bad as far as the airliners are concerned, that have suspended Russian airlines from landing in their countries. So that is the implication of political decisions that are being taken by, of course, major economic powers. Now people in the US are going to pay more for fuel. The people in Europe are also going to pay more for fuel. And of course, us as small economies, we are also not spared. And we are even the most vulnerable people. We are going to pay. The people that are driving buggies now, they will have to limit their movements, because the buggies will be taking and they'll be looking into the pocket. So it's about measures here. Now the technology was supposed to be an independent industry, but it is not. It's not independent. So Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk is not independent. It's also political. Because the Ukraine issue is not really a tech problem. It's a political problem that the tech companies were not supposed to be involved. So even journalism itself is at stake. If you listen to most news outlets and a lot of analysts that are doing the analysis of the war, they are more pro-West. And you can really tell from the analysis. Now, let me give you a scenario. On the 24th of February, when the Russian army invaded Ukraine, and there were explosions in the city of Kiev, the capital city. And I remember sitting on a television when the Ukrainian tanks were heading west to cities such as Mariupol, Kherson, cities like Donetsk, and Zaporizhia. So people were excited that the Russians will take them down. It was even the President Zelensky was excited, and a lot of media houses, international medias, were announcing Russian casualties. And just 4 days into the war, the Ukrainian president is blaming NATO that any death from now will be accounted to you because of your weakness and your slow or your sluggish and your unwillingness to decide to create a no-fly zone in Ukraine. Now, creating a no-fly zone in Ukraine means NATO will install its air defense missiles to shoot down Russian aircraft. So, and that will mean getting into a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. So that will bypass Ukraine, and then it will be a Russia-NATO war, which is going to be massive and costly to both Ukrainian and the whole Europe. And of course, Anton Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State, when he was visiting Poland, he ruled out the possibility of no-fly zone in Ukraine. And they already said, Mr. Stoltenberg of NATO said, declaring a no-fly zone in Ukraine is a no-go because Ukraine is not a member of NATO. And not only that, that will mean direct war with Russia, which no country is ready to, you know, which no country is ready to do. So that will show you that media is also not independent. Now, I'm talking about international media, whether it is Russia TV, you are also supposed to report according to what the government says in Russia. But if you are any other media, you are also supposed to report according to what your government says. So that puts technology and news in a corner as far as independence is concerned, or taking an independent position is concerned. Because media is supposed to be apolitical, and technology is supposed to be apolitical, supposed to be a solution for everyone. But Ukraine and COVID-19 are exposing that, and they are saying, you have never been independent at all. So that is the scenario in which the world is finding itself. Now, what does the suspension of Facebook mean to the Russians and to the Russian tech sector? That means an opportunity for the Russians to innovate and to come up with solutions for themselves, which they have already been doing since the sanctions. So which means if the Western companies, and this is what I started saying on Friday, when the Western companies are moving out of Russia, the Chinese companies are discovering a gap and they can fill that. So the Chinese fintech companies, they can come up, with credit cards that the Russian can use between, and the Russian can use to enhance trade between Russia and China. So, Russia and China, and of course, India, with those countries, and then it brings in the BRICS and the Belt Road Initiative group of countries in the picture, because the Belt Road Initiative was created for the purpose to de-dollarize and to de-Americanize the economy or their economy, or to de-Europeanize the economy, if I am allowed to create my own words. So the Belt Road Initiative was created for the purpose of making sure that they de-link themselves from the dollar and from the dependence on U.S. markets and create their own blocks. So that already is an opportunity to the Russians and to the Chinese mostly, because the Chinese are the leading economy right now, apart from the U.S. So, and if you align yourself with a country that is powerful, that has a pocket, you are likely not to worry. Just like the Chinese, they align themselves with the Russians because the Russians have the scientific and the technological know-how. So the Russians have had the advantage into the science and technological know-how, and the Chinese wanted to leverage that. So countries like Iran, Russia, China, those are big countries because they have natural resources. So you can sanction them, but your sanctioning will not really prosper because you are sanctioning somebody who also has a basket. So unlike countries like our own that don't have that have natural resources, maybe, and we don't know how to capacitate the value addition and make sure that we own what we have. But countries like Russia, they have natural gas, they have oil, they have raw materials, they have, and that's one, when in 2016, when Trump withdrew from the GCPOA, that is the organization that was dealing with the Iranian nuclear negotiation. When they pulled out and they slapped the Iranian with sanctions, despite the sanctions, Iran could go on, and they even increased their nuclear centrifuge to the capacity of 60%. So they have increased to 60% from where they were, despite the sanctions. So these are big countries that also have natural resources, and it is difficult to be successful in sanctioning them. And sanctioning Zimbabwe, maybe is costly, but not as costly as, for example, sanctioning when America sanctioned Venezuela in 2017. They did it to the benefit of the Russians, because the Russians then could sell more oil to the Americans. Now, when the Russians are sanctioned, the Americans now want the Venezuelans to come and fill the gap to sell oil to the Americans. But according to some economists, they are saying that even if Venezuela has to come on board, they are not yet able to fill the gap that Russia has left as far as the oil market is concerned, because Venezuela then can only sell 10% of what Russia was doing. So that is how much problematic the world is in. I mean, the sanctions has cost to the world. So it is 16 minutes to 11. I mean, not 11, but 12. I'm being backward here. I don't know what is going on. Maybe it's a Ukraine war that's getting into my mind. But you can come through 083-288-401. The question that we ask ourselves is, where do we go from here? What can be done? At least because we want tech companies to be independent. Like, you report objectively. You are allowed on Facebook to be objective without risking your account from being suspended. Now, even the media reports, according to one German retired politician, he criticized the media, especially Western media, of being, I say they are raising so much, he used the word, I'm trying to remember the word that he used. He was saying that there is no more objective reports. All the reports that are coming out are raising alarms, agitating people. He's using the word agitating news, reporting news to agitate people and to cause confusion. And that is his word, that in the 80s and in the 90s, there were objective reporting, but that is no longer the case, according to him. So it's no longer the case, according to him. It is now about taking sides, that media houses are taking sides. Eagle FM.
Media houses are taking sides.
Yes.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
It's okay.
Hmm.
Ah, my friend, technology.
Yeah.
Is it independent?
Is it independent? Is technology independent?
Yes. Because technology and media, these things are owned by somebody, or by individuals, or sometimes by states. So are they independent from politics?
Mm.
Yeah.
Can they be independent from politics?
I don't think so. Because the owners are somehow role players in the politics. You know, politics is the order of the day. The world we are living in is political. So we look at sports like in Russia. There's this thing of Grand Prix, teams that were participating in the UEFA Champions League, Russia's qualification for the FIFA World Cup, and any other sports person that's Russian, they are all banned. But are these sport players political? Do they have anything to do with Putin's decisions? But they are banned. They are sanctioned. So now, looking at these service providers, MasterCard and many others, Facebook and others, my friend, you are providing a service. And somebody is providing a service, they don't do it for free. There is something in return that you are looking for, so that for you to provide that service. So it's good to probably, somebody come up with an innovation of saying, let's sanction Russia. But sanctions are two-edged. It's like a double-edged sword. they cut either way. They don't only cut one side, they cut both sides. It doesn't mean when you're sanctioning somebody, actually you're sanctioning yourself. Because whatever measures are you putting in place, they affect you as well. So the sanctions here are not only hitting the Russians, they are hitting everyone. Even those that come up, that invented them, they will have to feel the pinch at some point.
Yeah.
And right away, and at some point.
Yes.
So telling me, look at the Russian population. Now, like Visa, MasterCard, if you terminate your service, how much revenue are you getting from the Russians? Where are you going to get that revenue? No way. It's irreplaceable. So there will be a gushing hole in your wallet as well, or in your pocket. And who caused that gushing hole? Yourself. Simply because you want to please somebody. You are a business person. Or is Visa MasterCard owned by a government, by any government? I think it's privately owned, isn't it?
Yeah, they are maybe they are politically owned.
Yeah, they can be politically owned, but money is money. If you lose money, you lose money. And you will not find a replacement for that money. It's going to leave a huge gaping hole there. So for me, yes, I think,
yeah,
exactly. Because you cannot tell me you've taken a decision that you think is against somebody, but my friend, that decision is affecting you as well. So that's what they say in Oshawam. If a lot of people are mourning, then it's not that painful. So it's not only Russia that will be mourning the loss of those services. Somebody else is mourning the loss of revenue that they were generating from Russia. It's just like now America is running to Venezuela. And if I was Venezuela, I would survive the way I used to survive. Why would I open up for Americans?
No, but Venezuela, they had the corporate, they had military drills with Russia, and there were talks that they wanted to speed up partnership with Russia, and especially military cooperation. So I don't see success in the American quest of trying to work together with Venezuela this time.
Yeah. Well, now we are looking like headless chickens, trying to find fuel replacement from Russia. My friend, you don't beat at the hand that feeds you. So that is the moral of the story here. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You can do the same. 083-2-8-4-0-1. That's number in studio. Yes, there is now, you remember in 2017, in 2018, the American put sanctions on Venezuela, and they recognized Juan Guaido, and now they were talking about toppling Nicolas Maduro, and now they want him because they want to make sure that they betray Russia. So soon they will go to North Korea, and soon they will go to Iran to come and try to do if they can ease the sanctions. So, but sanctions does not change policy. Depending on whom you are putting them. Eagle FM.
Yes, Fulans.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm all right, Franz. Franz, when it comes to technology, and they are moving in with the politician, I think they are ruining their reputation. When it comes to people who are using their technology, especially when it comes to Facebook, if they're already going through to do that. Not only the process of losing money, but losing also their reputation. Because remember now, so many things happen, but we never see them moving in to remove their technology, especially when it comes to in like Libya. You can name a lot, Syria, Nokola, whatever. Those things have been there. But now, only one. It's because of Ukraine, Russian, or because it's not American who was invading the what? Maybe they just do it in Libya, but nobody come out to have a sanction with America. And a lot of people is where I think we are taking it too, I mean, we are understanding it wrongly when it comes to these things. Because I see now, even the governing body of FIFA, they also moving to sanction the players, I mean the clubbers of Russian. So, you know, one thing I think they are getting wrong is that France, we need each other. When I need you, mostly, maybe also can have, even if you don't have an interest in with me, at least just be, because I'm let me say I'm your customer, regular customer. Even if you don't, that I'm not really friendly with you, as long as you're getting your money, isn't it?
Yes.
But the way I think they are doing it is they are taking it the wrong way. That is not supposed to be done. Because it's not only that you are punishing Russian, but the other people who are also using your product, we are also in, sometimes also we end up not using it. Because remember now, if Chinese, they come up with a new technology, it's not only going to be used in Russia, but it's also going to expand it to African country, for sure. Because remember one thing, that the Chinese, they are having a high interest in when it comes to African. And we also are looking at this country, which are aligned with the Russian, like Iranian, and Syria, North Korea. So I think somehow they are not only shooting themselves in the foot, but also they are going to lose a lot in this case. That's all, Master France.
All right, Gabriel, thank you very much.
All right, man.
All right, we can take one last call. So, look, the issue, like I said on Friday, that if you walk out of something, somebody walks in. So if you, it's like dropping a girl, that, okay, it's over. You just see that somebody has picked her. You see her status. She is in a jeep. So, and that's where many people become jealous and say, oh, you are not supposed to be, because you expect the person to suffer. But I'm making this statement as just a practical reality on the ground, that the Chinese are watching the Ukrainian situation very carefully, and they know what to do if they want to get into Taiwan. They will know what to do. Yes, you'll be the last call. Call us.
Okay, yes, good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Yes, you only have 1.5 minutes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
First of all, technology, my brother, as we were talking, and life is going to be very, very hard for those who want to show the others big Muslim. The reason is, like you are giving example to now, Putin trying to show the other side of him. While him knows that end of the day is going to be lose all what he have in his own country. And because of, he do not want to listen to other people's advice. Because technology is a system that we must embrace. We must use it properly, not to be offended or to be used it against others, because you have superpower. And what about today? Let's say the whole continent, Asia, Europe, Africa, got a superpower. what are we going to present? So each one will challenge each other. You understand? But if we use the technology in a proper manner, it can benefit all our generation. From this now to the end of the time, we are all going to benefit in a different ways. So this is why when you use technology, as now we are communicating, how many people are benefiting from what you present and what the other caller says, and plus whatever I'm saying, plus other people who have the same program in different countries in the world. So we use technology for benefit, but not to destroy, not to make enmity between ourselves, because then the cause of all the technology, there is no impact, there is no benefit, there is no over it. If we are going to plan to destroy, make mass distractions, mass plan and all this stuff to attack each other, then we are not going to do a favor for nobody, but it's either us we are going to destroy ourselves with our own hands. That's my take to your topic.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, and of course, without further ado, Sally has landed. I don't know from where, but I'm also landing. Sally is here. Sally, good morning.
Afternoon, friends. How are you?
Hey, it's already after. Okay, sorry.
12 o'clock. It's
lunch. Oh, 12 time. O'clock.
Yes.
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Can't complain.
Okay. That weekend has been...
The weekend was restful, but like it's those weekends where even if you get rest, then you still kind of like wake up. Like, you know, weekends are only like for 10 seconds, right?
You sleep dead, you wake up more dead.
And you're like, wow, it's already Tuesday.
Yeah, it's already Tuesday.
So the weekend went by really quickly, you know. Next minute it was like Friday and now we're back into Monday.
Yeah, for me, the only thing that I appreciate at least a Saturday, because there nobody, I mean, apart from doing other things,
You're about to brag right now, aren't you?
I mean, Let me not go deeper.
Possibly.
Otherwise, my card might be revoked.
Yeah.
And Sally.
Yes, man. So we're doing skills sharing today. The importance of it. I have a story that I want to share. You know, like when it comes to sharing skills, there was somebody that I was talking to that I really admire. I won't say their name because I don't think they are famous anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was trying to get some skills out of this person, and they basically, you know, the attitude that they gave me and said, yeah, I worked hard, and, you know, they were talking about how they worked so hard and they had to do it all on their own. And, you know, everybody else kind of just has to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that was like, it was very disappointing, I must say. Because at the end of the day, if you leave this earth with your skills and you haven't planted it anywhere, then what were you doing?
Yeah.
What proof do you have that you've contributed?
It's like a tree that bears fruit and nobody can eat
the
tree.
Exactly.
Nobody can
eat
the fruit.
Right. So.
So what's the essence of having a tree whose fruit cannot be eaten?
Exactly. So yeah, that's what I want to talk about today. Really make this person feel bad. I already told them to listen, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, I hand over the mouse to you, and have a great show.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually... To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.